the Swiss Nazi authorities are the very same, who've apparently put up a website somewhere in my name, attached my email address to a PayPal account, and cash in a lot of money, which good people trying to help me out, while I in fact continue being a homeless. Good people, I have no website, and I never even had one in my entire life, and I don't even have a bank account, because Pharaoh won't let me have one, because I can't present them any official home address. This is the vicious circle we live in. No home address, impossible to get money. And no money, impossible to rent a place. The system is watertight for the slaves, only with Swiss criminals always finding a way. So here you can see a mail of someone, and I had more persons telling me, right? This guy paid $20 going to the Swiss criminals, right? So if I would open up like a bank account, I'll put it in my channel in the about section. Eh? If there isn't any, don't trust it. Don't pay anything, because it's a Swiss scam. They're the same ones with this CIA email. Eh? It's all the same ones. They just don't leave me alone, you know. They don't, you know. I better leave Europe. So apparently I just got a mail from one of the people, and apparently this is the website, like here, who's scamming, trying to scam, and they do scam money, steal money, which is supposed to be for me, and they just steal it. I don't have a bank account. I don't have a website. Pharaoh won't let me open up a bank account because I don't have an official home address. I have no PayPal, I have nothing. Eh? If I would have a bank account, I'll put it in the about section in my one of my channels, or all my channels. On April the 4th, 2020, I got an answer from the CIA, from this email here, using the same letters as in the CIA, IAC. Now, why would they do that? Then it starts, hello, this is the CIA. Go on, it sounds, hello, this is your mum on the phone. Then they want me to change my email address because it's not appropriate of those, oh, there's no proper English here, eh? Of those who are affiliated with the CIA. So as my email, swisstorture@gmail.com, which you can see here in the about section in my channel, it refers to Swaziland, eh? Swiss torture. So that means the CIA is affiliated with the Swiss, or rather the CIA belongs to the Swiss. I mean, why would any American be bothered with an email of mine if not the CIA is Swiss, right? Then they continue, further contact requires this request to be completed. As if I have an interest to be in contact with the CIA. As if I wanted to have this conversation, eh? Well, come on. Then it ends with kind regards. Well, to me it sounds, the way the mail has been written, as if it were directly translated out of Swiss German. My guess is, these are the Swiss authorities, and you can see they're not very intelligent. But I can tell you, Swissy is very sly, extremely ruthless, and highly organized. So this here, the bottom line, is what I, here's the email. This is what I wrote back to the Swiss authority liars, because it's them, folks. So it is serious, you see, but it is a scam. That's all they can do, scamming and scamming. They're so dumb. But as they are very sly and organized, they get away with it. They always get away with it. Look, this is the last answer here, what I got from the CIA and their threat. For these pedophiles, you know, teaming up with the health elixir and Jeffrey Epstein Island pedophiles and all that. The only thing that came into their mind like was this here. They want me to make a Fortnite funny video. I don't know what it is. Or a Minecraft Let's Play video. I don't know what that is either. But it sounds like pedophile stuff, eh? Sort of for children, but not really for children. So it's horrible, you know? Your friends, you know. This is the only thing that came into their minds, you know, like. So I'm gonna write them something back and that'll be it, eh? Anyway, the French Secret Service, they and the authorities, they know about all this. So you come here and visit me, CIA. I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you anyway. And you know, if you make videos, these are the type of emails you get, you know, and people try to get the better of you and steal money that nice people would give to you, and they just steal it and all these sort of things. I wasn't made for this money world anyway, you know. It's an evil world, people. So this is what I wrote them back here. Dear CIA, really? Was that all that came into your pedophile minds? I have no time for your pedophile problems and your pedophile related video propositions. The favorite things your pedophile friend like Jeffrey Epstein would like. So what are you going to do next? What is your next move? Do not write me back or I will take serious measures. Well, I'm getting used to getting all sorts of threats in my mailbox, like this crooked German company called Sturm. Here you can see it, Sturm. And they said, wir untersagen, actually it's from 2018, 2 years ago. I didn't have a place to tell you all about it, but I kept the mail, you know, to show you what kind of threats I'm getting, you know. Here it says Miltech. So I call them Moontech. And they said, wir untersagen. That means we are ordering you, you know, like being in the army, like being in the stormtroopers, eh? And if I won't delete it immediately, because I made two videos about it, well, one is gone anyway, then we'll sue you. That's what here it says. And here it says, Sturm Miltech. Here's their email. And actually, Sturm is a reference here. Sturm Tactical. It's a reference to the German stormtroopers, as the German word Sturm means a storm. And they sell all sorts of military stuff of a very bad inferior quality, like military style inflatable camping mattresses with bad valves that only hold like 5 weeks, as it did in my case, after which you can just throw it away. Or they also had military style Miltech Sturm backpacks that literally fall apart by merely looking at it. Here you can see the film, I call it Miltech from Germany. And here it is, it's on my CIA channel. Just look it up. And don't you dare open up your mouth about it, or the stormtroopers will send you threat mails. So here you can see it. Sturmabteilung SA. These are the famous brown shirts, the SA. Still very popular in Germany, you know, that's why you have these sort of things. And this is their logo. I'll tell you some more about it. It's all Freemasonry. So it says Sturm, just like the company. That's how popular it still is. They have companies called Sturm, the SA. So that's where it's from. The company, they have a name, which is a reference to the SA, the stormtroopers. Here you can see the picture of an actual German police officer from 2012. And I lived in Germany for 3 years. I know them. In Germany too, it's like Switzerland, but not that worse as in Switzerland, but quite bad. They're policing for profit as well, and they're all doing like this in their minds, you know. You know what I mean? So here in France, I'm quite safe. But I better not go to Germany, because the German police will arrest me because of some bogus lawsuit by the Sturm company held in my absence. German police are very good in policing for profit. So this is the type of society we're in which the individual gets crushed by the corporatism of the Third Reich, who won the war and still rule today. So here you can see the original, it's a pin actually, something you pin on your breast, of the original stormtroopers, the Sturmabteilung. Abteilung, it means a company, the storm company, like a military company, right? So here you can see the S, like in the SS, it's like almost like the runic, or like the Blitz, you know, with the arrow here, the lightning. And this here, all of it is an A. So it says S, A. And the A here is like 60 degrees, which is the concept of three, together with the circle, which is also the concept of three. It stands for the compass. You know, this is the compass here. And with this compass, you can draw a circle, right? You put one side like here, with the other side, you make the circle. So there is the compass, like in the square and compass. So where's the square, right? The concept of four. Yeah, well, look, they put it here. Look, there's a little square, and it's a real square with one bigger side and one smaller side. You know, the bigger side with all the inches on it, or centimeters, eh? That has nothing to do with the S and the A. The S and the A, it's already here. They just had to put the square in it somewhere. You know, it has nothing to do with the name Sturmabteilung. The A is from Abteilung. They just put it here because it's all Freemasonry, people. And Freemasonry comes out of the Knights Templars. It's all, and the Knights Templars are a military order. They were and they still are. And their base is Switzerland, right? And they are the ones who are sending me bloody threat mails, right? And I was only friendly to them. I did nothing wrong. Damn Nazis. And as it is still very popular in Germany, they even sell t-shirts, you know, doing with this here. This is probably not forbidden, as the swastika is forbidden in Germany. They just can't make up their mind, you know. Like only 70 years ago, if you didn't have it, you went to a concentration camp. And now if you do have it, the other way around, you go to prison, eh? So apparently this one is still legal. But as this is not the real one, they made a mistake, because this is not 90 degrees. This is not a square. It should have gone like this, right? This is probably 110 degrees or something. So this is wrong. Because this is new. But probably by the same company. Sturm! Well, homie Ross is going to give you a storm, eh? You shouldn't send me threat mails. I'm the wrong guy to send me threat mails, eh? And I kept it in my mind. I kept it in my mailbox, your threats, since 2 years. And I tell you, I won't forget things, eh? I'm just, that's the type of person I am. I'm a South African. I never forget things. I'm like a beaten cat, you know? If you beat the Black Panther, me, which I saw in my dream, if you beat him, he's never going to forget it, eh? A cat will never forget that if you beat him. So you see, this is a World War II German Third Reich SR-1937 War Games badge. War Games? 1937, that was still a game for you, eh? But in 1945, you're all crying. And you're all running away with your tails between your legs, eh? So you don't start any games with homie Ross and send me any threat mails, you Sturmabteilung company, eh? You damn Nazis. It's another game, you see. So don't start it all over again, eh? Because I'm not into that, eh? So here you see the compass. This is the original. The S is the SA. And this is a good square, which is 90 degrees. I mean good because it's 90 degrees. Because this is original. So it says square and compass. And this is the game that's being played, eh? So you little Nazis, you should learn that the enemy within, that the big Nazis, they are your real enemy. Yeah. And here once more, an original one. It's really 90 degrees, square, and compass. SA, Sturmabteilung, with the circle, also for the compass. So there's the concept of three, the concept of four. You get the holy number of the pyramid and of the pharaohs, number seven. And here they are, the original buys of the stormtroopers, an original picture, eh? This is the SA, the Sturmabteilung, just like the company, Sturm. And you see the flags are not long, they are squares, just like the Swiss flag. And they have the same colors, red and white here. And this is also, it says square and compass. I've already shown you this before. So the circle with a compass, you can make the circle, right? So this is the compass. And this symbol here, which is from a pyramid, which I show you in my video, the swastika comes out of a pyramid. Go and look at it. It has a square in it. This is a square. Here's a square. It got four squares. You see, this is a square. Here's a square. So it says the square and compass. It's all Freemasonry, like the SS Skull and Bones and all that, eh? It's complete Freemasonry, folks. That's why millions of Christians murdered millions of other Christians, eh? And became the biggest killers. Christians became the biggest killers in history because they didn't listen to the Bible. They just forgot about it. They only listened to Mr. Hitler, Mr. Stalin, Mr. Roosevelt, the King of England, and Mr. Churchill. They didn't listen to Mr. Jesus anymore, eh? So this is why Christianity is a total disaster, eh? So I'm not criticizing the Bible. I'm not criticizing Mr. Jesus. I'm not criticizing God. I'm criticizing what you believers made out of it. And this is the disaster. You didn't even believe your own belief system, eh? So the Stormtrooper company have a product line called Miltech, which I call Mülltech in German, and Müll means garbage. So I just wanted to be friendly with them and politely announce them where the weak points of their product lay, as I've been testing them for free for them in my homeless situation, hoping I could add for a better product through my information. Here you can see it. Here, this is from 2018, February 13. That was my letter, eh? Your mattress has a problem with the Wolf and your rucksack just falls apart in no time. Just a waste of money. Will you replace the damage? And then I put it in German. Ihre Matratze hat ein Problem mit dem Ventil, was nach 10 Mal Gebrauchen abgenutzt ist. Und ihr kleines Rücksäckchen ist regelrecht nach ein paar Monate auseinandergefallen, schickt mich eine neue. It wasn't a lie. I'm just telling the truth how it is, you know. And here the photos of comparison between a Thermarest Wolf and your inferior Miltech Wolf. The Thermarest Wolf is conic and has a hard resistant rubber in it, while Miltech is not even conic. And the rubber ring inside completely falls apart after 10 times. Too bad the rest of your mattress was nice, but what do if there's no more air inside? I was very polite. I gave them information for free, you know, so they can make a better product. because there's, I mean, how can you close a valve if it's not conical? You know, it's impossible. And what did they do? They send me threats, eh? Threats. Damn stormtroopers you are. Storm, eh? I'm not going to forget this. This is the type of society we're in, people. You know, being completely, you know, respectful in my letter, and you get threats back because they can do it. I mean, they got all the lawyers. Now I can't even go back to Germany, you know, because of this here. Because of big corporatism. We are corporatism. You are just a commodity to him. You're nothing. You're just a number, a commodity. And they're selling you lies, like Mr. Trump. But, well, the Storm company, they're not even interested in making a good, solid product. Instead of that, my helpful efforts got retributed with severe threats by the stormtroopers. I also had a video showing how I had to sew for days to repair my Miltech front pack. But FuckTube took my entire channel Gure down where it was on. When I was still in the devil's base, Switzerland, I received murder threats every day, which was no problem for my lawyer, nor for the Swiss Nazi judiciary, nor for the neighbors, nor the Swiss Nazi cops, who were the ones writing them mostly anyway. My time will come, Swissy, where you'll be running like a dog with its tail between its legs, Swissy. I mean, what more proves you need that the Nazis won the war and that we're still in the Third Reich? With some stormtrooper Sturmabteilung company sending me threats. Then Heinrich Himmler's daughter, Gudrun Himmler, working for the German BND spy agency, Bundesnachrichtendienst. Heinrich Himmler was the head of the SS Schutzstaffel, and with that, all the Nazi concentration camps under his jurisdiction. What a bloody shame. What a bloody bloodline, and still ruling over us today in today's Third Reich's Corona measures. Yeah, look, this happened a couple of days back on March 5th, 2020. List of 12,000 Nazis, Swiss bank. Hey, Swissy, are you there again, eh? Swiss bank accounts found in Argentina. A list has been discovered in Argentina that includes names of thousands of former Nazis and their Swiss banking accounts. Oh, people, these are the ones ruling over us, eh? They even send threats, you know, for nothing, no reason. And if you criticize them or say something, they send the Polizei after you, eh? In this Nazi dictatorship where we're living in. This is the Third Reich Corona times. People, these are bloodlines, entire bloodlines ruling over us. Here you can see Heinrich Himmler was the head of all the concentration camps with his Freemason square and compass logo on his arm. With little Greta Thunberg here on his lip. She looks like Greta Thunberg, eh? So here's his daughter, Gudrun Himmler. You know, already learning the job, you know, in a political gathering here. And she did learn it all right, yes. That's why she went working for the BND, Bundesnachrichtendienst, which belongs to the CIA. There was Operation Paperclip. And the CIA belongs to the Swiss. It's a bloodline, people. Look at it. Two of them. And they both worked in the same line of business. Hey, it's a shame. So stop believing them all. And the bloodline of all this, of this, the base of this bloodline is Switzerland in the Alps. Octagon. The base of all evil.